From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters will return to polls May 7th for the second round of a crucial presidential election. Tired of politics as usual, the French are looking for a change in the establishment. But many reject the nationalist agenda of ultra-conservative candidate Marine Le Pen, who is proposing to take France out of the European Union. Her rival, centrist Emmanuel Macron, is a fresh voice in French politics, but some voters see him as a representative of the elite. Analysts say that Le Pen may not win the runoff election on May 7th, but her influence will not be easily dismissed. All 100 U.S. senators have been invited to the White House on Wednesday for a classified briefing that will primarily focus on North Korea. The briefing will be conducted by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, also the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it is rare for them to take place at the White House for the entire Senate to be involved. Mr. Trump said the Security Council must be prepared to impose additional and stronger sanctions on North Korea's nuclear ballistic missiles program.
We really do not believe that North Korea is ready to engage us towards denuclearization. We made clear among ourselves that denuclearization remains the goal, and we very much want North Korea to take steps towards that.
And that Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Ambassador Joseph Yeon, speaking on the issue. This is VOA News. Turkey said it carried out airstrikes early Tuesday against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. Turkey says the strikes were aimed at preventing rebels, weapons, ammunition, and explosives from crossing over the border into Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict in Syria, said Tuesday's airstrikes killed at least 18 U.S.-backed People's Protection Units, or YPG, fighters and media officials. Former U.S. President Barack Obama returned to public life Monday, urging young people in his adopted hometown of Chicago to be activists in their communities, much like he was before running for political office. On a sunny spring morning at the University of Chicago campus, Obama told an audience that as a community organizer 3 decades ago in Chicago, he learned that ordinary people, when working together, can do extraordinary things, a lesson that stayed with him. The 44th U.S. president moderated a panel of young people made up of a high school senior, college students, and recent graduates working in their fields of study, saying he hoped to help and prepare the next generation to take up the baton and the world. He also said pressing problems of income inequality, climate change, and unfairness in the criminal justice system are serious.
What is preventing us from tackling them and making more progress really has to do with our politics and our civic life. It has to do with the fact that because of things like political gerrymandering, our parties have moved further and further apart, and it's harder and harder to find common ground.
U.S. President Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but he told a group of reporters Monday he is willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project rather than insisting it be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. The current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midnight Friday, leaving Mr. Trump and congressional negotiators just days to reach an accord on funding priorities through the end of September. Anti-government activists in Venezuela blocked thoroughfares in the capital and several other cities, continuing a fourth week of street demonstrations to press the leftist president, Nicolas Maduro, for new national elections. The opposition blames the government for the unraveling of Venezuela's once booming economy, which has left the country with shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods. At least 2 people were killed at protests in other parts of the country Monday, bringing the nationwide death toll to at least 23 since early April. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.